You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, it's Mackenzie, back for another episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. I've got Malia here with me.
Hey everyone, today's episode should be a fun one.
I agree. Today we are talking about all things fall and where we can find the best fall colors in North Alabama. Malia, I'm personally a huge fan of fall. I just had my birthday last week and the colors are just starting to change. So it's my favorite thing to go and find all the fall colors around.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Fall is a beautiful time in North Alabama. There's just so much color and it makes the region even more amazing.
Great. Well, let's dive right in and talk about where we can find the best fall colors in North Alabama. First off, what time of the year do the colors actually start changing?
Typically, peak time is anywhere from mid-October, like around the third week of October to the first week of November. Of course, there's no set date that you can, write on your calendar. Because sometimes it's a little earlier, sometimes it's a little later, depending on the weather. But typically mid to late October to the first week of November.
Awesome. So it's definitely coming up then.
Yes, soon.
Great. What kind of colors can visitors expect to see and what kind of trees are changing color? All of those types of questions.
Well, there's orange, yellow, scarlet. There's a lot of really pretty colors. You've got the maple trees that turn orangey yellow. You've got yellow poplars, golden hickories, and scarlet dogwoods that just really pop.
Awesome. Are all those trees in North Alabama? Can you kind of find a variety of them all throughout the area?
Yes. Yep.
Cool. Well, we did another question on social media this week, and the winner was, what determines when the leaves begin to change? So I know we talked about it a little bit, but do you want to go into a little bit more detail, maybe kind of the science behind it?
Yes. Each tree has its own special pigment that is resting dormant through the spring and the summer. And so they stay green because of chlorophyll. And so the plants produce a chemical called chlorophyll to make their own food, but they must have sunlight to produce this chlorophyll. And so as the days grow shorter, the plants make less and less of the chlorophyll, which is giving them the green color. And so as the chlorophyll goes away, those vibrant oranges and yellows and reds start to come out.
Awesome. Well, you're just the scientist over there, Malia, explaining all this to us.
Yes. And we do need good weather conditions in the summer, which will give us good fall color in the fall. So if there's a drought in the summer, the leaves are not going to be as vibrant because this causes a lot of stress for the trees. And this would make the leaves fall off prematurely or they'll turn brown and you won't get a lot of that vibrant color. So we need, adequate amount of rain in the summertime, which will make the tree healthier, the leaf retention better. The color production will be even more amazing in the fall. But it's also tricky because you don't want a lot of rain or windy weather in the fall because that'll knock the leaves off prematurely also. So it's kind of you want that perfect weather condition there to get that vibrant leaf color.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, honestly. I don't even know if I knew that really. So that's a lot of good info, Malia. How do you think the weather has been in the summer and I guess going into the fall so far?
We've had a rainy summer, so we should have some good fall color this year.
Well, thanks so much for that explanation, Malia. I think, like I said, I learned a lot from that, and that makes a lot of sense on how the leaves are changing and how much the weather really affects that.
Yeah.
Let's kind of talk about where we can actually go to see these beautiful colors in North Alabama. Malia has actually written an awesome blog that I read before this podcast about all the places you can go visit to see great fall colors and to go on fall hikes and things like that. So we'll link that in the show notes so people can look at that for more info. But Malia, do you want to kind of walk us through some of the trails or hikes that people can go on during the fall where they can see the best fall foliage?
Yeah, we talked about Bankhead last week with the waterfall trail. And of course, Bankhead's going to be an amazing place to see fall color. You can drive through and see a lot of color that way. Or there's two hikes that are pretty easy because we talked about how it's easy to get lost in Bankhead if you're not familiar. But there's a trail called Thompson Trail that's a really easy hike and it's marked so you can find it and it's a good way to see fall color. And then the Sipsey Picnic area has a good trail that's just right there off the road and you can take a little hike back and there's a waterfall in there as well. So those are two good places in Bankhead. We also talked about Nakalula Falls last week, and there's the trail that goes down behind the falls, the Black Creek Trail. There will be some amazing color down that way as well.
Pretty. That sounds wonderful. One thing that I was really curious about is the covered bridges in North Alabama. Those look like they're absolutely beautiful during the fall. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. The covered bridges are pretty anyway, but when you've got that fall color that is kind of the backdrop for them, there's three in Blount County. And actually, Blount County is called the covered bridge capital of Alabama because they're the original bridges. They're still standing. They've had some work done on them, but they're absolutely beautiful in the fall.
Yeah, it looks like it's out of a storybook or something. When I was looking at some of the pictures, it was so pretty. I loved it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you tell us maybe about some of the other areas surrounding North Alabama where you like to go visit during the fall?
Sure. Some really good trails to hike in the fall are the Land Trust trails. And the reason these are so great is because they are very well marked. And there's a map at the beginning of each trail that you can take a picture of, like Robert suggested last week, take a picture of that map. So that way you've got it because a lot of these places you don't have service when you're out hiking. So those are really good to see fall color on good marked trails. And those are just right outside of Huntsville.
Awesome. Well, where are some of the absolute best places to see the most vibrant colors?
The hot spot for fall color in North Alabama is going to be in the Mentone area on Lookout Mountain. And we've got Little River Canyon, which you can take a ride on the Canyon Rim Road. It is just miles and miles of beauty. So gorgeous. And there's a lot of pullovers where you can look over and see into the canyon. There's Little River Falls that's also in Little River Canyon. So that is an amazing place to see some beautiful fall color. We mentioned that last week in the waterfall trail. And DeSoto Falls is another one that just has an amazing backdrop with all the fall color. There's a lot of red trees there, and it's just amazing driving through there.
Wow. That does sound amazing. I love the reds. Those are always so pretty, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, tell us about some of these other areas. I know in your blog post, you kind of outlined several spots that you can go. I know in Scottsboro or Florence or Athens or Huntsville. What about these other areas? Is there anything unique to each of these areas or are they all kind of similar?
Well, in the Muscle Shoals, Florence area, there's a place called Cane Creek Canyon. We mentioned that the Lacefield Falls on the waterfall trail. And there's 18 miles of trails in this nature preserve. And it's free to go to, by the way. They just ask for a donation if you're willing. But you can hike through there and there is this just amazing overlook that you can, they've got benches there where you can sit down and just take it all in, but you can look out into the valley and just see the beautiful oranges and reds and yellows. It is truly breathtaking to go to Cane Creek Canyon during the fall.
Oh, amazing.
And then over in Cherokee County, which is over close to the Georgia state line, there's a place called Cherokee Rock Village. And fun fact, that's where the rock climbing scene from Failure to Launch, that movie with Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker, they did that there at Cherokee Rock Village.
Oh, awesome.
Little side note there. but it's amazing to climb up on top of the Cherokee Rock Village and you can look out onto Weiss Lake. and you can see the fall color from up there, and it is another amazing, amazing place. And you can see two states. So you can see Alabama, and then you can see over into Georgia. So it's very cool.
Wow. Well, that's really awesome. I bet that's quite a unique sight from up there.
Yeah, it's very amazing.
Awesome. Malia, can you tell us a little bit about Natchez and that drive?
Yeah, the Natchez Trace Parkway, it starts way down in Natchez, Mississippi, and it's 444 miles of just scenic beauty that you can travel all the way to Nashville. So there's a good chunk of it that comes through North Alabama, and there's a lot of beautiful fall color that you can see if you take a drive on the Natchez Trace Parkway.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Is it just beautiful trees the whole way through?
Yes, yep.
All right, tell us a little bit about the Huntsville area. I know you've mentioned there's some covered bridges there that people get beautiful pictures of.
Yeah, there's a Green Mountain Nature Trail, and there's a covered bridge in this park, and people get some of the most amazing pictures of the fall color with the, there's a little pond there and the covered bridge in the background. So that's a good place to get some fall photos if you're looking to get some good fall photos of your family.
Awesome. Well, I'm pretty impressed with all the spots you can go to in North Alabama to find beautiful fall scenery. Are there any other places that we haven't highlighted or talked about?
Monsanto State Park, also in Huntsville, is a beautiful place to hike. And there's an overlook there. When you get up to the top there, you can look out onto Huntsville and see a lot of the beautiful fall color. So there are a lot of amazing overlooks throughout the region where you can really see the beauty of the fall color and then just the whole area.
That's amazing. And that's honestly my favorite thing about fall, just finding the different overlooks, discovering the different colors and kind of like hidden gems, I guess you could say, where there's really unique beauty surrounding you during fall.
Yeah. And there's really a ton more places where you can go and take hikes and see beautiful fall color. So these are just some of the bigger ones.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that visitors can expect to enjoy during the fall season? Maybe any fall festivals or events going on in the area?
Yeah, there's a lot of really fun fall festivals that's going on in North Alabama. We talked about the covered bridges, and Blount County holds an annual covered bridge festival each October. So that's coming up. There's the Buttahatchie River Fall Fest, and that is near Hamilton, and it's along the Buttahatchie River, which is beautiful in the fall. So that's coming up as well. We've got a lot of pumpkin patches in North Alabama that have just opened where you can go and pick out a pumpkin. And there's one place that has apple slushies that's really good. So little petting zoos. So there's a lot of fall fun going on in North Alabama.
Oh, that's great. Do you have a favorite or one that you make sure you go to every year?
Isom's Orchard in Athens has those apple slushies that I was talking about, and they are so delicious. They have a little farmer's market type area too, and they've got pumpkins that you can pick. And of course, they've got some little areas where you can make some pictures. So that's always a lot of fun to go to.
I always love going to like the little farmer's markets or pumpkin patches. I think it's just fun to like pick out your own produce and think about it growing in the farm and then you just picking it up. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, there's several of those. And there's a pumpkin patch blog that you can check out as well. So got more info.
Great. Yeah, we'll make sure to leave all this info in the show notes so people can refer to it. Is there any other fun things going on in North Alabama during the fall that our listeners should know about?
There's the Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Athens that happens each fall, and it's called the Granddaddy of Mid-South Fiddlers Convention. So it is a big deal. So people come from all over the Southeast to play, to visit, to listen to some great music and arts and crafts, food. Don't forget food.
Yes, of course.
So that's a big deal in North Alabama.
So is it just a lot of food and music? Is that basically what the festival is?
Yes. Yeah. And it's on the campus of Athens State, and they have some famous people who come. Daly and Vincent will be there. So they've got some good entertainment lined up.
That's great. That sounds really fun and pretty unique, probably, to Alabama, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope you are all excited about fall in North Alabama now. I know that I am. It's beautiful. There's so much to see and so much to do.
Agreed. Thanks again for listening, everyone. Please leave us a rating or a review so we know how you're liking the podcast, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Mackenzie Felstead and Malia Hames, and produced by Relic.